Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Anthony Lark, who is top dog main man at Spice of Heart. Thank you for joining me today, Anthony. You used to be big in the game at Countrywide, being one of their big FS directors. What would you do if you were parachuted into the top job at Countrywide tomorrow to turn that bad boy around?
So I spent 17 years at Countrywide, and I think most people, including me, felt I'd be carried out there in a box. So,
Why did you love it?
When I joined in 1996, and Harry Hill was the CEO, it was a big business, but it felt like a very close business. It had fantastic training. I mean, I joined as a totally inexperienced, brand new mortgage consultant. You know, no qualifications that were relevant to my name for financial services. And you know, I remember my first interview with a guy called Steve Baker, and he said to me, "What do you want?" And I was always very clear. I wanted to move into management. I didn't really know what management, but I wanted to move into a leadership role. And they said, "Well, here's the opportunity." And it was very much, it worked out that way, that if you worked hard and you performed well and you showed ambition, it got recognised.
Because the word family keeps being mentioned in these late 90s, early 2000s, you know, and you were a force to be reckoned with, weren't you?
It was an incredible business. I worked with some great people, you know, names like Mike Ansell, Anthony Eakins, Jerry Fitzjohn, you know, Bob Scarf, Andrew Pennells. I had the fortune to work with some really, really strong people, you know, who were good at what they did, and they were, you know, they were great leaders. They were inspirational, and it just felt like it was a business that cared, and it felt like it was a business that was going places. I think that was the important thing: is that you felt part of something very powerful, and you knew you were a big player. You knew you were working for the big player. So. That's why I enjoyed it, and I didn't leave at any point when things were going wrong for Countrywide. You know, it was.
So what, you left in 2012?
End of 2012.
So that was before Alison came along.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I didn't have any great foresight and wisdom. It was just, you know, I got to meet Paul Smith, and it felt like it was the right thing for me to do something different.
So what did when you went to Heart? What job did you?
So I started for a very brief period as the estate agency operations director, and then say very quickly, a few months into my time, the MD of the financial services business, that role became vacant, and that seemed like a bit of a hand in glove moment for myself and the business. So I've spent most of my time with Spice of Heart up until the last year and a half, 2 years, building the Just Mortgages brand with a lot of very, you know, very good people within the business.
So if you look at the Alison strategy, it was very much of her attitude was, and I'm putting words in her mouth here, was to go down to create an online model to compete with the high street. Do you think that was a wise decision? Hindsight's a beautiful thing.
It felt to me, and as it's outside looking in, I obviously had a lot of people I still communicated with, but my observation was it felt like Countrywide found itself in a place of not really being clear what it wanted to be. So it had this cheap kind of online fee model, but it was also, or you, as a customer, you could choose the other fee model. And I always felt instinctively that was going to cause itself problems, because you didn't stand for anything in particular. You were trying to do everything. And that didn't feel right to me. I know that when Alison joined, and I never had the opportunity to meet Alison, I know that the first experience, people were very positive. And were very positive about the plan, but for me it started to go wrong when I saw two things happening. I saw them lose some really strong operators, and what I would consider to be experts. I thought Grenville, in my experience, played it very well. He kept his experts around the table, and it was very clear you had your estate agency experts and Lessings and people like John Hards and, you know, and so on. He kept those people in the business, so that expertise wasn't lost. Whereas under the regime under Alison, it felt like the expertise was leaving, but not being replaced with other experts. It was being replaced with something very different. And I also felt that the decision to integrate the businesses as low down into the operation as they did, right into the branch level. I felt that that was
that's where they brought in management of FS, lettings, and sales under one person's banner.
Yeah.
Which I know what you that's what you've done in Spicer Heart, but you've almost done it at a macro level.
Yes.
While still retaining the structure underneath.
Yeah, and as once again, it was just an instinctive view of mine that if you dilute it too far down the chain, then you end up in a situation potentially where people naturally go for the low hanging fruit. So, you know, if the lettings market's strong, well, you go for lettings, but you're not focused on growing.
Yeah, because someone who's good at lettings tends to make an awful estate agent, and someone who's a great estate agent is totally atrocious at lettings.
And you can see the similarities in the operations, but it just felt to me that it was diluted too far down the line, and that would be something that, to answer your question, that I would have if I was turning the clock back and I was in Countrywide, I would have advised against that as a policy.
Do you think they have too many brands?
I've never felt that. You know, when I was at Countrywide, they had lots of brands, and in some places we had three brands in the same town, and it never felt that it was problematic, and that it was damaging. So it's now become, oh well, they've got too many brands, and you know, there was always talk about whether they should it just become one Countrywide brand, and that never seemed right to me. You know, in the marketplaces, those brands meant something, so I wouldn't attribute any of the issues they've had down to.
Okay, so let's just say tomorrow you were parachuted in there as boss man. What would you and what's gone in the past you can't change? What would you do?
Certainly, I'd build up the level of expertise again. I'd make sure that your business disciplines had the right type of leaders who know how to run those businesses and build those businesses. I'd have a very close look at things like their fee strategy. I think that Countrywide always was renowned for being a strong player, strong fee, strong performance. I think they've dumbed that down, and that must have hurt them financially. So they would be some of the main things. I'd look at their model. I'd look at where they can maybe do something different to grow and maybe create a more profitable model in certain places.
In a previous video, we talked about the way Spicer Heart have used their partnership model, where they're not letting the dogs loose with a self-employed model where, God forbid, you can't control anything. It's kind of a happy medium where you're paying your valuers, managers a lot more, and they're getting a bit better percentage, but they're taking more responsibility.
Yeah, so I'd look at things like that. But I work for Spicer Heart now, obviously, and Countrywide are now one of the competition. I can't help but have a soft spot for them, and I hope that if this deal with Alchemy happens or not, I hope that isn't the start of the end, because there's lots of speculation about what Alchemy's intentions will be and whether it would be an asset stripping situation or not. So it would be for me. It would be a real shame to lose a business that so many have respected for so long.
Well, the amount of people it trained and brought on, I think we as an industry have got a debt to them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Thank you for your time today.
Welcome.